It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day. Good day. Happy Friday to you. It's a fabulous Fraxis Friday. Or as we say here, it's a Fab Four Friday, because all of our music, what we call bumper music in the industry, in between songs, in between commercials, will be the Fab Four, the Beatles. Yeah. From the CD Love, which now there's no more Love because they tore down that casino. Yeah. We saw that a couple different times. They updated it, and it's a great performance. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio, where it's going to be around 79 today along the river. Wow. Below 80. Can you believe it? They say there's 15% chance of rain today, but I think, you know, we're just talking with the mayor of Needles here. We've seen rain go right around us sometimes too, so I'll believe it when I see it. I do need to start today's show with a little bit of a sad note. My longtime friend Joel Hearns passed away the other day. A lot of people in the tri-state area knew Joelle. She was with the Laughlin Chamber for almost 10 years. But prior to that, she worked with me at KBAS K-West, did our news, and then went on to the Mojave Daily News, and left the chamber, went to Warm Sea as marketing director, and back over to the town manager's office in Laughlin, and passed away at 59 on Tuesday. And so I had got a call from her mom and had the sad note of having to call a lot of people and tell them. And I don't even want to start on that list. But so just kind of a tough day, tough week for a lot of us that were really close to her and started our young days in radio when we were all, you know, young. Joelle arrived here at the age of 19 when she became news director. So. Now, let's transition a little bit, and let's welcome our mayor. We had Rod Head in here Monday, the mayor of Bullhead City. Oh. Today we have Jan, put that right up by your mouth, okay. And today we have Jan Jernigan, the mayor of Needles. And by the way, following you will be the Laughlin Library. And she's been there so long, she should be the mayor of Laughlin, yes. You know. So it's a mayor week. So, Jan, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me back again.
You
I'm just
bet.
So excited to, you know, talk about Needles, all the, you know, great things we have going forward for us.
You know, and I don't think a lot of people realize that Needles is still rocking and rolling.
There's, we are.
There's stuff going on down there.
There is.
I think the biggest thing, and if your captain's listening, he's probably going to go, no kidding. The biggest thing was they finally finished the remodel on the sheriff's
yes.
office. I think it took like a year and a half.
It did. Well, you know, the building was built in the early 70s, and the technology was so far behind. They couldn't operate any equipment or anything, and now they're just state-of-the-art. So I'm really glad for them. It's a great benefit
well,
to them.
Well, I think they are, too, to be back
oh, yes.
out of the trailers that yes. were out back, you know.
Out in the desert there.
Yeah, yeah, about a mile from everybody.
Yes.
But, yeah, so it's that's a major, major improvement for Needles.
It is. It truly is, so, and especially for our, you know, our sheriff's department. So
yeah. And you've got a fairly new captain there.
We
so
do,
I'm
Captain
sure.
Jake Galt, and he's very in tune. He was Captain Terangle's lieutenant, so he's very in tune with the community. And
right.
So, yeah, he's going on.
He's not a rookie. He didn't.
No.
Yeah, so he already knew the community.
Yes.
Was yeah. So he went from lieutenant to captain
right.
and stayed right there.
And he's one of those that has already seen the 125 summers, so the first one he won't be out of here like, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, he knows what to expect come June or May or April, whenever it starts getting warm again. So recently, Patrick, your city manager, did his State of the City address.
He did.
How did that go?
It was very well received. We had a large part of in the audience, and it was very well received. We spoke about we had finished all the updates on all of our parks. All of that grant money was gone and well spent. So we achieved doing that. We still are working to get housing subdivisions. So we're hoping that that will come to fruition pretty soon.
And someone just texted me a question, and they said, River Lux? What is that?
It's a subdivision down there on the corner of River Road and that.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a new subdivision?
New subdivision, yes. He's looking at trying to come into Needles with.
That's kind of exciting.
It is. It is, especially down there on the river. I think a condo-type subdivision.
Ooh.
Yes.
Not on the water. How nice.
I know. It is. It truly is. And then we've got a 75 barndominium project looking at going in there down by Jack Smith at the back of the golf course there.
Wow.
So that'll be really plus for Needles.
Yeah.
To make us your destination for the traveling.
All you need is that grocery store.
I know. It's still it's still out there. We're still searching.
Yeah. Are you close?
We always think we are.
Yeah.
We really do until, they find some hiccup and, the economy doesn't act right. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and they've got to be able to supply it.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
And that's, that has hurt us because they don't have the back. If we're looking at somebody that has stores in, Calexico, the Central Valley there, Blythe, and they could swing up here to Needles and then go to Barstow.
Okay.
So they need to be that type of an operation. Or they would come through Barstow, Victorville, Barstow, Needles, and then go down to Blythe.
Now, Rick, your former city manager was just the interim city manager of Calexico. Did he help you with that at all?
No. he had Calexico's problems to deal with.
Well, yeah, he needed a whole staff of people down there.
Yes,
he got there and he put out what he needed, and I was like, oh my God, are you building a new city?
I know.
But he just about was. Now he's back in Needles.
Yes, yeah.
And so, but yeah, he could have helped you with that.
Yes, but yeah. So we're, definitely that's a part, and we're really excited. This year we received Caltrans gave us $3 million, so we redid our first and second beach down there behind the golf course, and we received the Helen Putman Award for Best Beach in the State of California.
Fabulous.
Yes, and that's an extremely prestigious award for California that's given out. They only give out 11 awards, and Needles won one of them.
Do you believe that a lot of people in the state said, where's Needles?
They have. Well, they always do, so,
Yeah. And I can see somebody in Sacramento going, wait, someplace called Needles won this?
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
It was, yeah. And we received the award at the California League of Cities last month, so that was exciting to get up. And people did,
where are you guys?
And then, the cities like Victorville and San Bernardino, they had to come by because we got a free booth at the conference, and they were just shocked that how did we get a booth? They had to come by and really actually see that we had a booth there.
Yeah.
So
it was
fun. Yes.
And be jealous.
Yes. But it's a great beach. It's handicap accessible all the way to the river. There's a sidewalk down and picnic tables. So we invite everybody to come out, and it's adjacent to our Manny Morris Park, which was totally redone too.
And, okay.
Yeah. We've got slides and playground equipment there.
Bullhead City just put in a handicap ramp down to the river, and it was a huge celebration. And I'm seeing pictures of it all the time because I have a friend that uses it, and she's always putting pictures on Facebook.
It is. It really is.
It really makes a difference for those people that
it does
couldn't get in the water before.
No, yeah. Or if you have a problem walking, you've got solid, foundation underneath you, and
usually a rail. And so you can hang on. No, that's just. When they put that in, it opens it up to a whole new world of people.
It really does. Yeah. And it's through the summer, it was always busy, and the boats could pull up on the sand there. And there's still plenty of area you could picnic there on the beach and that.
Good. And your pool area and your splash pad, I forget the young kid's name that runs all that.
Caton and Parrott.
Caton. he's done a great job.
He has. It's just remarkable. What a great park that was, and that was truly busy all summer too.
And so. He's done most of it himself.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, they can't tell me no if I don't hire anybody.
I know.
I don't have to hire anybody.
He got our older splash pad that hadn't been used in like 10 years working.
Yeah.
It was it's just remarkable how talented he is.
Well, he knows
all
the pump systems and all that. Yeah, he's an expert in that.
Yes.
Because for the longest time, he was still maintaining Bullhead City's pump.
Right.
They would call him whenever there was an issue.
Well, Needles, we were forced to buy him a new pump. So he was very happy this summer.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
He wasn't trying to Band-Aid the old one.
He's a great kid.
He really is.
The one time I was there, because he said, you got to come see my splash pad. So he took me over and showed. And by the way, I just live right over there, and he was pointing to his house. I'm like, how cool is this?
It is.
That's a fun part.
Yeah. Our public workers are just, they're the best in the area. They really are.
Good. So when you started getting the marijuana money from the businesses in Needles, that gave you lots of money to start looking at redoing some infrastructure.
Yes.
How's that go?
It's going very well. We've got 40% of our streets redone. We're just getting ready to start again. Right now, they're putting new water and sewer in a number of streets. And so we'll start January with new asphalt and stuff. But yeah, we have a 10% tax. 1% of that goes into economic development that we can, share with other businesses that come in.
Right.
And then the rest is going on the streets.
When I moved here, back in 1980, if you wanted a good burger, you drove to Needles Irene's.
Irene's on the corner there.
That's where you went for a good burger if you were in Bullhead City.
It was. Well, now we have Smash Burger, owned by Aaron Barnes, and they have delicious hamburgers too.
Yeah.
And we invite everybody to come down and enjoy those.
My wife was there yesterday for lunch at the Wagon Wheel.
Oh, yeah, the Wagon Wheel. It's our iconic 70s restaurant on Route 66.
Her niece was driving through town, and so she was going to Phoenix and took I-40. And because they wanted to go through Flag and then down into Phoenix. But so my wife met her down there, and they had lunch.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And so, it's still a rendezvous point for a lot of people.
It is. It really is, especially there because the Wagon Wheel is located right there, close to the freeway on-ramp. So.
Yeah. It's the downtown.
It is.
And it was there in the 70s?
Yes.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, and it's seen changes and stuff, and they've kept up with the changes. But And they're a fan favorite on Route 66.
Are they?
Yes.
Good. Cool.
And then in addition to our award, yesterday we were at the Desert Mountain cities that we belong to, and Ellen Campbell, our vice mayor, won the Larry Chimble Public Service Award for her dedication and hard work to the city of Needles. So we were really excited that she won that award.
Yeah, I know Ellen, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she spoke a year ago at one of our events.
Yes.
No, she's been known in Needles for a long time. And then who else is on your council?
We have Jamie McCorkle, who she runs the Kingman office for Mojave Valley News.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have Joanne Pogue, Tana Belt, who works for Warm Sea.
She's the emergency room director for
emergency,
Warm Sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't clear what her title was.
She doesn't work there.
No.
Yeah, I was up there with my pastor a couple of weeks ago, and I texted her, and she came in and said hi to him. And I said, this is just not the nurse. This is the ER director. And then she's a Needle City manager, city council member. And he was like, wow, she's working up here?
I know. And she's very dedicated to Needles her family. And then we have Henry Longbreak, and that's all of us.
And I believe you just won some awards at the Community Achievement Awards, didn't you?
Yes, we won for George De Leon with our veteran, and then he's the manager of our St. Vincent de Paul. He won for the Veterans Award.
Isn't that amazing?
For his service to vets and helping.
He helps a young man.
He does.
That's
in special needs.
Special needs.
Yes.
Yeah, and because I got to meet him a couple years ago when I was a judge, and George wanted to do all the talking, and we were like, let him talk.
Yes.
Let him talk, But you can see the passion in George that he wants to help this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And just an amazing guy. So he deserved that award.
He did. He really does. And he does so much for our community and that. So.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay.
21 past the hour.
Okay.
Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yeah. If you're a nurse, if you're you know, a CNA, or you work in environmental services or dietary, you want a job, go to legacy.rehab.com and apply. Also, we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking to buy a home? You want some land? You want some money? Call 928-288-2691.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Orders are in, and it's time to prepare to plant your Mojave Electric Operation Cool Shade trees. The Bullhead City pickup location is once again at Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse, Saturday, November the 15th, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Our Kingman pickup will be at MEC's Kingman Operations Facility, Monday, November 17th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information, please call 928-763-1100 or visit www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We have all heard membership has its privileges. That is true at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Right now, through New Year's Eve, membership for 2026 is now less than 90 cents a day. $2.97 for the year. Gain 40% off green fees, access to pool and fitness center, steam room, and showers. Now, Laughlin Ranch is always open to the public. Interested in benefits of membership? Sign up today before the end of the year at LaughlinRanch.com. Book your tee time, too, at LaughlinRanch.com.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. IslandStorage.net.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. By the way, did you know that in 1964, this is I Want to Hold Your Hand, it was the number four song, April 4th. The number one song was You Can't Buy Me Love. The number two song was Twist and Shout. The number three song was She Loves You. I just said this is the number four song. And the number five song was Please Please Me. The Beatles owned the top five spots in 1964, April the 4th. I know that's why you tuned in today. Actually, they tuned in because they wanted to hear the Mayor of Needles.
Yes.
Yes. What else do you have on your list today?
Well, we're really excited that the I'll tell Patrick's story. He's really excited that you've heard about the golf tournament. It's the Colorado River Valley Golf Tournament. That's a very excited. He's, you know, got his calendar scheduled for all four cities that are participating in that.
Good.
Yeah, Needles is the first, December 13th, so we're inviting everybody out, you know, for that.
You know,
tournament.
I saw it. I don't have it on my community calendar, but I did see it.
Yes. It's a first.
Somewhere
so
on Facebook.
It'll be exciting, yeah.
And that'll be at your golf course.
It's first. We're first, and then we've got El Rio, Los Lagos, and is it Laughlin, I think? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Laughlin Ranch is the number two golf course in Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of people like playing. My son, when he comes out to visit, brings his clubs and I'm going to go play Laughlin Ranch. I'll see you in 3 hours. Okay. But it's not like playing on the river.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's the best in Needles.
It is.
Yeah. You can see, you can't quite see the freeway from there, but you can sure see the river and the boats go by. you go to tee off and vroom, all the noise.
Well, and then our 19th hole bar and grill restaurant's going through an extensive remodel, and they're going to open back up the middle of December.
That was a hot spot just to
go
for lunch.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it will be again, too. She's still doing just hot dogs right now, but it's just minimum food. She'll be back on a full menu then.
Good.
Yes.
What else is exciting in Needles?
Well, we've got our 100th anniversary Route 66 coming up. We're starting that. That started, the actual date is November 11th of 2026. So all this year we have different events coming up. February 14th, we're doing a Route 66 info fair at the El Garces. We invite everybody down to check that out. We'll have cities, Daggett, Newberry Springs along the Route 66 and businesses there at the El Garces just talking about, you know, Route 66
Are
and
you
a car show.
Set up a TV in the corner and play the old Route 66 TV
show? Oh, I
show?
Guess we should, yes.
On black and white
yeah,
TV?
Yeah, I'll have to have someone do that.
Yeah.
And then we'll have guest speakers. We're going to have Simon Garcia from the Fort Mojave Tribe speak about, you know, the tribe's work with Route 66 and that. And then we're going to have Lynn Miller from the Historic California Route 66 Association talk about the Harvey girls and, yeah. And we're looking for Laura Misajet to come from Golf Schoolhouse. So we have some really good speakers coming. And, of course, the Route 66 guru himself, Jim Hinckley from Kingman, will be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It is. So
exciting.
We're excited for that
100 years.
Yes.
Wow.
To kick off. So, yeah.
And it goes right through the middle of your town.
Well, we do. It does.
I just think it was amazing that you can close it down anytime you want and do an event on it.
I know.
I've always thought, how do you do that? Just shut down Route 66.
Exactly. You know. And then we've got, and then we're working with the Inland Empire Tourism Board, and they're bringing out, and then we're also working as a collective with Inland Empire, Kingman Chamber Tourism Board, Laughlin, and Needles, Golf Schoolhouse, and Oatman. We're all working together to market our areas.
Good.
A first time, so we're really excited about doing that. And Henry B., the director of the Inland Empire, he's working to bring tours out here. We've had several come from Taiwan and China, so yes, we're getting...
Good.
Yeah.
You will never be able to tell that story anywhere else in the state of California that people came from Taiwan to see Needles.
Exactly. To see the desert. To see the desert.
To see the desert, yeah.
Yes.
You come out where it's 120.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, you know, we are a region.
We are.
And people need to look at it as a region.
Well, and then also Needles, Bullhead City, and Laughlin, we're all working together to market us as the Colorado River Valley.
Right.
So I think that'll be a successful marketing for us, too.
When I lived in Southern California, they would give the weather, and they would say the lower Colorado River Valley.
Yes.
And that was us.
Right.
Because I was coming out on the weekends and doing a radio show, driving back and forth, and I could always listen to the radio in Southern California, and they'd say the weather for the little Colorado River Valley, and then you'd go, oh, that's me. That's Bullhead. That's
Needles. And that's why I'm really glad we're doing that. I know we're the tri-state area, but people, like you said, in Huntington Beach, think tri-state area. Is that Utah, you know, Nevada? So, where is that?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we're excited to, you know, market us as the Colorado River Valley.
Good.
Yeah.
Educate them.
It definitely.
Yeah. Jan, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Great information.
It's been great to talk with you again. And
always good things going on in Needles. And
it is.
Thank you for taking the time to come up here.
Of course.
And figure out the time change.
Yes.
And
get here early.
Yeah. Thank you, Jan.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Speak Out 2.0. Oh, what's going on, man? There we go. Maybe. Hold on. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. We just talked about them. Hey, check it out. Monday Night Football in the ranch. Go up there and have a party. Also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where right now they're getting ready to give away 100 turkeys. That's right, 16 to 20 pounds. And all you got to do is go to the website and sign up. Or send an email to mecpa@mojaveelectric.com.
Orders are in, and it's time to prepare to plant your Mojave Electric Operation Cool Shade trees. The Bullhead City pickup location is once again at Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse, Saturday, November the 15th, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Our Kingman pickup will be at MEC's Kingman Operations Facility, Monday, November 17th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information, please call 928-763-1100 or visit www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Arnold here, your hometown Chevy dealer since 2000. It's the Car Bravo pre-owned sales event at Bradley Chevrolet. Save big on over 250 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, most of them Car Bravo certified, with 126-point inspection, 6-month warranty, and a Carfax report. Rates as low as 3.9 and no payments for 90 days. Stop by and visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Cold and flu season has arrived. It lasts from fall to the start of spring, about half the year. KRMC reminds you of a few simple strategies to stay healthy and reduce the spread of viruses. Wash your hands often. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. These everyday precautions can help keep you healthy this cold and flu season. Kingman Regional Medical Center, caring for life.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and K294 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and it is Speak Out 2.0. And if you have a question, you can always call in 234-343-1065. Or if you want to be sneaky, you can just text your question in. We don't even know who you are then. You know, just text this number, 928-727-5566. And I'll get that question and we'll ask our next guest, who I just informed, she's been promoted, Tanya Brown-Worth. I had the mayor of Bullhead City on Monday. The lady who just left is the mayor of Needles.
And
we decided you are the mayor of Laughlin.
I like that.
Congratulations. Like,
thank you so much. I didn't know I was going to be elected today.
Oh, there was no election.
Well, that makes more sense.
You're disappointed. You were appointed in this room by me.
Good to know. Thank you, Larry. I am duly honored.
And Tanya is actually the director, the honcho, the bigwig at the Laughlin Library.
Laughlin Library is in the house. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday.
How long have you been at the library?
Would you believe it's been 11 years since I started working as the branch manager at the Laughlin Library? 11 years ago. Came in August of 2014.
Wow.
Love this branch to pieces. We are doing so many things. I would love to include everybody on the Arizona side to all the goodies we have at the Laughlin Library for sure.
Cool. And by the way, I need to tell our listeners that I just realized I didn't plug in the radio station cell phone.
So
it's dead. So if you want to text in a question, text it to me on my cell phone, 928-201-3313, if you want to know what Tanya's up to as the new mayor.
Exactly.
If you want to ask
her. Hit me up.
Yeah, if you want to ask her if she got a new gavel or a raise.
We got a lot of new things all the time at this library. We
you
never
do.
Stop. We always are pushing forward, and we love to share.
I just want to know what day's Lego Day.
Legos is always on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for any of the kids who are interested. It's such a easy way to get started in the Laughlin Library. If you've never been and you got kids, it was really funny. The other day I was in the library and I had the best compliment from a young family. They came in and they just saw all the stuff that we have in our kids area that's just available anytime we're open. Toys, a great view, puzzles, coloring sheets. You don't have to like come at a certain time on a certain day. Just drop in with your kids anytime and check it out. We have an art gallery 24/7, and fella left, and before he left, he said something to me to the effect of, "You've won me back. I forgot what all the things that the library does, and you've won us back." So
well, that's cool.
I took that as a good thing.
Well, that's a great compliment.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, that you're meeting his needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we like to surprise people. You know, we have a lot of stuff that people don't think. I mean, they know we have books. I'm sure they know we have books. But folks don't realize we have all of the newest technologies.
But do you have a Dewey Decimal System?
We actually do Library of Congress classification scheme, which is kind of rare in a public library. So if you know Dewey, you'll easily transfer. But also, just let us know. We'll find anything for you. We will break our neck trying to get a book or a material for somebody.
If parents want to have fun, take your kids over there and ask them what a Dewey Decimal System is.
Yeah, just say Dewey Decimal, see what happens.
Say, "Do you know what it is?" They'll go, "Huh?
Yeah." Yeah,
what page on the internet is it?
It's kind of like Google. So lots of things at the library I would love to share, but I always want to remember when I'm on here to remind all of our folks in Arizona that they're welcome to use the Laughlin Library, which is a part of the Las Vegas Clark County Library System.
And Needles, California.
Absolutely, 100%. We have tons of patrons from Needles, lots of folks from Arizona, and other states, neighboring states. We've got folks from Canada and different countries. It's always free. You get your library card at the front desk. We'll just see your photo ID, and it basically takes 5 minutes and you're in.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the best part
especially
about
it, for travelers.
Exactly. I wanted to mention it's especially important for folks who are traveling because so much of the library is available online.
Right.
You can be in your home state and still use our services. If you are here yearly, just, you know, renew your library card once a year and you're always in. You have access to all of our Kindle books, all of our research databases, online resources of all types. And for folks who, you know, they have a hard time getting to the library, I guarantee you our library is on your phone right now, inside your pocket. So it's just a matter of getting a card.
When you go to Vegas and you go to a director meeting,
the big meetings,
and the big director is there, do they give reports of how many people reach out online and where they're from?
Yes, they really do. A lot. Well, you know, librarians love their numbers and resources and statistics. So we always are in touch with each other about our stats. And it feels like the trend is that folks are coming into the library still for their paper books. You know, some folks just love that sensory experience of reading a book in their hand, the paper and all that. But so many of our people have figured out that online is where it's at. There's a ton of resources, a lot of books that are available instantly, like right now. You don't have to lug it to the waiting room at the doctor's office. You already have like maybe hundreds of thousands of items on your phone already.
Right.
So I really love those numbers about, you know, the online usage and the ways that libraries are changing and meeting their community needs, because a lot of us are already on our phone and that's where we want to meet our folks.
Well, and you can do it anywhere.
Exactly. All you need is a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do it when you're laying in bed, or you can do it, you know, when you're at Denny's or whatever.
You can
enjoy it any place.
So many great resources. So hit me up if you have any questions about what we can do online. My phone number to my office, my desk phone, is 702-507-4070.
And if you call right now, you have to leave a message.
Yeah, because I'm not in the office, but I usually will get back to you at least within 24, 48 business hours.
Good.
So definitely come see us. Even if you're from a different state, we do not mind. We'll take anybody from Arizona or California to get a card and enjoy all of our programs, which I wanted to talk about today. Okay. So I wanted to start with the adult side because there's just so much going on. I'm going to try to talk a little slower because it's a lot. But I wanted to start with letting everyone know that tomorrow, Saturday, November the 15th, we're going to have our Saturday Readers Book Club. It's at 11 o'clock. Join us for a lively discussion of Lady Tan's Circle of Women by Lisa C.
Okay.
One of my favorite things about this book club is they really – mix it up. There's a great variety of books, which brings on great discussions of lots of different topics.
Oh.
This group is a lot of fun to chat with. So join us for Saturday Readers Book Club. Even if you haven't read the book, you're welcome to join, because usually you can participate in some of the discussion without having read the book, and then we'll get you the next selection for next month.
Okay.
Let's Talk Art is back on Tuesday, November the 18th at 10:30, and this time they're going to do a beautiful autumn watercolor painting, which would make a great gift for Christmas or the holidays. Come see us on Tuesday, November 18th at 10:30. This event is for tweens, teens, and adults, so older kids are welcome too. Our Master Gardener folks are going to be on Wednesday, November 19th at 10:30, and they, of course, will provide anyone with regional gardening information, practices, advice, tips, and tricks. And then on Sunday, November the 23rd at 2 o'clock, we're going to do a fun, festive paper craft, pie garland, which will be fun to, you know, you can beautify your Thanksgiving decorations, and all of the materials at the library are always provided. So you never have to bring anything. Just bring yourself and a friend.
That's the best part. I think that your library district covers all the fees and
all the supplies. Yeah. Watercolor paper is expensive. I learned that the hard way, you know, but it's totally worth it, because the gal that we have who does the watercolor workshops is so good. And the content she provides is very easily university level.
I can just see the purchasing director or procurement director of Clark County going, "What's this request for 25 pounds of Legos?"
That's so funny.
"What's this request for paints?"
Literally, my job today is to like collect all of my staff's Amazon links and quantities to do these orders. But if you want to make an omelet, you got to crack some eggs, right?
That's right.
So
that's right.
We don't mind supplying everyone. You never have to buy anything at our library. It's always free and open to the public. All supplies are provided.
Perfect.
I did want to mention, because this is a big deal, once a year we do a gigantic annual book sale. So for the folks who love their paper books, do come on Saturday, December 6th. All day long, we're going to be selling books and CDs and DVDs and stuff for kids. It is definitely good for holiday gift shopping.
It's kind of like you clean out your closet, you clean out your shelves,
exactly,
and get ready for 2026.
100,000%. Exactly what we're doing. And we also, I probably should mention too, that we do accept book donations.
Oh.
So we usually will accept donations for things that we circulate. So books, DVDs, music CDs. If you are looking for, rehoming some of the stuff that you have at your house and you're cleaning out some closets or your garage, definitely think of us, as long as it's in good condition.
Sure.
And it's not, maybe too old, for example, with legal advice or medical advice. Sometimes those things we can't rehome those. Yeah. But if it's, novels, or if you have a ton of CDs or DVDs and you're onto streaming now, let us know if you have donations and we will take those off of your hands.
Do you want my Help album?
I mean, I personally want it. Like, I wouldn't give that to the donation pile.
Oh, okay.
I would definitely, make sure I rehomed it somewhere special close to
me. Do you
get
people that call and go, my grandpa passed away and he had all these 45s or all these albums?
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
8-tracks?
Yeah, the tricky ones are when they have something super obscure. They don't need a library, donation. It might be something that an expert might weigh
want
in on, like an Antiques Roadshow type of book, you know? So that happens every now and then. But yeah, the people in our community have a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are buying some, hot titles, and they only read it once.
Right.
They were just at the airport or whatever. Yeah. So if you're looking to rehome your books, DVDs, CDs, please feel free to donate to the Laughlin Library. We appreciate all donations. As long as they're in great condition, we can rehome them.
Good.
So that's the big annual book sale happening on Saturday, December 6th, all day long. And then another annual event that I love to promote is the Nick at Night Jazzy Holiday Concert. Nick Mastrangelo is from Las Vegas. He's done a lot of shows in Las Vegas. He's definitely world-class jazz music. He usually brings a quartet. It's a lot of fun.
I was going to say, he's done a lot of these for you.
Yeah, we love having him every year. He gets a great crowd at our library, so he keeps coming back. We make it a really festive room, and you're just welcome to celebrate the season with a holiday jazz concert featuring Nick at Night Mastrangelo and his trio. Monday, December the 8th at 1 o'clock. You don't have to bring anything to that. I would arrive early for him, though. You know, he is that popular.
Brings a crowd.
Every now and then we have a program where I tell people, like, you want to get here 30 minutes early because of the parking situation.
That's true.
And he is that good. So if you want to join us for a jazzy holiday concert, that's happening on Monday, December the 8th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Get you in the mood for the holiday season. And then we have origami happening on December the 12th. So stop by the library for a cozy and creative winter origami workshop. We're just going to fold some beautiful winter-themed origami. All supplies are included. This is a fun one that easily transfers to home, and it's good for all ages, you know. So
good.
If you are in the area on December the 12th at 3:30, we're going to do origami.
Okay.
And then this is kind of special, too. I love mixing it up and having a variety of different programs. This gal is from Vegas. Her name is Joan Robinson. And she's providing us not just one or two, but like a little series of Easy Does It Yoga.
Oh.
So she's going to be back on December 13th and then again on February the 22nd at 2:30 in the afternoon. And it's just a really nice entry. If you've never tried yoga before, you can come and enjoy a beginner-friendly chair yoga class designed to meet all students where they are. They're going to do a lot of practice breathing and meditation techniques, lots of gentle stretches, and learn to adapt postures for your body's individual needs.
Not that I want to promote your yoga, but
yeah,
years ago, 20, 25, 30 years ago, we had he was an engineer, then he became captain of battalion chief that yoga.
Okay.
And you used to walk in the back room and he'd be listening to music, doing yoga, and you thought, what the heck's the matter with this guy?
That's funny.
The rest of us are playing football or volleyball or jogging or, you know, doing something like that. And now he's retired. He lives in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And he still does yoga.
I believe it. Yoga people they're onto something. I used to work with a gal in Las Vegas at the West Charleston Library, and we shared a very small office. So sometimes, you know, while she was on her lunch, I would sneak into the office just to fetch something, and she would be bent in the most wildest. She's like on her head, but on her forearms, and her legs are sticking straight up, and she was like in her 60s.
Yeah.
Like it was not a joke. She was very strong, and she believed in yoga.
For those people that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s,
yeah.
And are starting to feel a little tight when they move sometimes,
yeah,
they're wishing they did yoga.
I wish anybody could do that. I've never seen anybody in this posture. It's really impressive what yoga can do for the body.
Yeah.
And the gal that we have coming down is she's gotten her 200-hour teaching certificate at Mount Madonna Institute in Santa Cruz, and shows she's been trained in like yoga and teaching folks yoga. So all you have to do is wear something comfortable, and as long as you're 18 years old and older, you can join us for Easy Does It Yoga with Joan Robinson on December the 13th and also February the 28th. 2:30 in the afternoon are going to be the times that she starts.
Good.
And
these are Nevada times, by the way.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. I meant to mention it's Nevada time. And also, if you get stuck on any of my programs today and you just forgot the date or the time, feel free to go on our website. You don't need a card to see all of our events at Laughlin Library. You just go to our library website, which is www.thelibrarydistrict.org. You're going to see a little tab there that says events. You click on that tab and you just go straight to Laughlin Library.
Okay.
And it'll be there, boom, in chronological order.
Okay.
So if you want a flyer, though, email me. Give me a call. Leave your email on my voicemail, and then I can email you our calendars. And, of course, they're available paper calendars in our lobby at all times.
Because you send the calendars out at the beginning of the month every month.
Yeah, just like the big events,
right.
And just, you know, just some flavor so folks know what's happening at the local library. We change it up quite a bit. So it feels like we are getting ready for snowbird season, which is usually a busier program season for us.
Okay.
But we've been preparing all year for some of these big ones.
Good.
So join us. And as always, it is free and open to the public.
All right. Before we get into all the kids stuff, let's take a break.
Sounds good.
Speak Out 2.0 brought to you by. Hello. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by. Where's my CD? There it is. Oh, Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, or America Food Company. And today is the day. It's fish all day. All you can eat at Perkins. Go there for lunch, dinner. Also, TWN Communications. Yes. Elevate your online experience with fiber. Oh, it's the best thing in the world. Call 928-444-8232.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Looking great in the wind and dry winter weather is not easy. Let the spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club help you out. During November, 10% off on all massages, deep tissue, Swedish, hot stone, CBD, anti-aging, and golfers. 50-minute massages or 80-minute massages are available. This midweek special is made for relaxing. Plus, take 10% off all gift cards in the spa. Give the gift of relaxation for Christmas. Nothing takes the place of a professional therapeutic massage. Only at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book online at LaughlinRanch.com.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Unsafe trenches are one of the leading causes of workplace injuries. Entrenching accidents are often deadly. Arizona workers, trenches 5 feet deep or more require extra safety precautions. Never enter an unsafe trench, and if you're in one, stop the job and exit immediately. Report incidents or unsafe conditions to the Arizona Division of Occupational Safety and Health at azica.gov. Stay safe. Follow trenching regulations. Together, we can make Arizona workplaces safer. Sponsored by the Industrial Commission of Arizona.
The Lake Havasu Unified School District is looking for superhero substitute teachers for our schools, and now it's easier than ever to get started. Certified substitutes earn $140 a day, while long-term certified subs earn $175. Not certified? Not a problem. Classified substitute teachers start at $14.70 per hour. This opportunity is not only good for the community, it's also a flexible way to make money and a difference. You can work as often as you like and choose your preferred schools, subjects, and grade levels. And you'll receive personal guidance and support from our partner ESI, which assists dozens of districts around the state and finds great subs just like you. Apply today at esisubs.com or call 480-719-3271. That's 480-719-3271. Or contact the district office at 2200 Havasu Pi Boulevard for more information. Be a superhero in schools. Substitute teach and help shape the future of Lake Havasu City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. You're about 6 minutes away from the Sean Hannity program. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have our Laughlin Library Director, Tanya Brown Worth, here, and we're going to go over the kids' programs.
So I don't know if you know this, but November at the Laughlin Library is Die November. Die November all month long. It is so fun. Miss Mindy, who works with the kids at our library, has created a cute little scavenger hunt. Ooh. So the kids who visit our library, if you happen to be walking by and you see little dinosaurs hidden around our children's section, let us know because you could win a prize for finding little tiny dinosaurs. So join us for Die November just to see all that we have in store. A lot of dinosaur themed programs. For example, on Thursday, November the 13th, we have a preschool craft. I love this group of kids. They are so fun. Ages 3 to 5 are welcome with their siblings. Celebrate Dinovember with this dinosaur-themed craft at 10:30 in the morning. And then we're going to do a story time on the 20th at 10:30. Miss Mindy is going to be doing stories, songs, and another different craft for the 3 to 5 set. And that's Thursday, November 20th at 10:30. And then on the 21st, which is a Friday, we're going to do a pumpkin pie craft. This is for all ages. Anybody can drop in any time of the day that we're open and make a fun pumpkin pie craft. And I just wanted to mention to everybody that we are going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day and also the day after the 28th.
Well, good. So you get a couple of days off.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of days off, but we will be back open on Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay. This for the person who just took time and went to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I came back in the middle of the time change with Bullhead with Arizona, so I'm really like trying to figure out.
That's always fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah, because what's the time change between here and Japan?
It's tomorrow in Japan.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that was hard. We flew home. We left Tokyo at 8 o'clock at night and got to Hawaii at 8 o'clock the same morning. So we left Sunday night and got to Hawaii on Sunday morning. It was very confusing.
How bizarre.
It is bizarre. So, but it was a lot of fun times. And, yeah, that's another thing we have is books for travelers. So if you need some maps or you want to just use our computer to put some plans together, come see us at the library. All of these resources are always free. We are open to the public 7 days a week for your convenience.
Okay. What else we got for kiddos?
The other thing I wanted to mention for the kids is because the kids are back in school, a lot of folks might need homework help. A tutor is extremely expensive, so come see us at the Laughlin Library for a service called Brain Fuse, which is essentially live homework help with a real teacher in real time. You select your subject, your level, you can do ninth grade algebra, and then you wait in line for a tutor, and then one pops on your screen. You can draw them the problem, you can type out the problem, you can communicate your math problems, and let them teach you how to solve math problems and also do writing lab stuff.
How neat is that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Brain Fuse at the Laughlin Library. See us for a library card to get in.
Okay.
So join us and give me a call anytime. My name is Tanya. My phone number is 702-507-4070. But most of the information about our library is online at our website, thelibrarydistrict.org.
Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
The mayor of Laughlin.
It's always good to see you. And I love this promotion. Thank you.
All right. A couple things to tell you about coming up tomorrow. There's a lot going on. First of all, if you ordered a tree from Mojave Electric Cooperative in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Topak area, you pick them up tomorrow starting at 7 o'clock at the Anderson Group Fieldhouse parking lot. Mojave County has a business women's workshop tomorrow at Mojave College downtown, Kingman, 9 to 3. Call the chamber if you have questions in Kingman, 928-753-6253. And then there's RevFest going on in Laughlin at South Point Business Park on Edison Drive. And that's 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Any questions, call the chamber, 702-298-2214. And finally, another big thing tomorrow is the River Fund's duck pluck at the Bullhead City Kinfolvark Pool. 4 o'clock till 7. Any questions, call River Fund, 704-1139. And that's going to count it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Next week, we start off with Ryan Frewerth, and then we're going to talk about the Boombox Parade. Everyone have a great weekend.
Love you take is equal to the
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.